Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family. And Sam, we've got a lot to catch up on, haven't we? I don't feel like we've been here for a while. We've had a Carabao Cup, we've had FA Cup, we've had some changes at Liverpool, which we're going to talk about in a little while.
I feel like we actually just haven't been together for a while.
What do you mean?
Well, I've not been here, have I?
You've been away for a few days.
So I feel like I've actually not seen you to have a catch-up.
Yeah,
This is actually the first proper conversation we'll have.
This is the first, not only the first FPL conversation, but the first time you and I have spoken for some time, actually. Because you've been away for a little while, haven't you? How was Paris? How was Paris? Very nice.
I would like to move to Paris.
I would happily move to Paris. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
It was so beautiful and lovely. And I would like to go and live there.
Yeah. There we go. How's your French now? Has your French improved?
Oui.
Bien sûr. D'accord. We can now do the whole thing in French.
No.
Not. Not.
However, what you will find is that... So, for those of you that don't know, my language skills are absolutely terrible. Like, they are terrible. However, what I did find this weekend is that my comprehension of what French people were saying to me...
Yeah.
Was quite good.
Yeah.
So I knew what they were saying to me.
You're on it.
I just didn't always know how to reply correctly in English, correctly in French. So I would sort of say half a sentence in French and then the other half in English. But I think they thought that was quite sweet.
Endearing.
At least I tried.
Yeah, you tried, right?
My friend who I went with is very, very good.
Yeah.
She's very good at French. So she would have these full-blown conversations and then they'd ask me. So they'd be having, and I'd be like following and I'd be like, okay, I know what they're talking about. And then they'd sort of turn to me and go, Madame, and I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
And then I'd sort of
vaguely
answer half in French and then just ask, and then just be like, I'll have a burger. But because I can't remember.
So pretty.
Because I was like, I can't remember what the French word for whatever it was I wanted was. And I was just sitting there thinking, I don't remember what the French word for like.
Je voudrais un croissant. I'd like a croissant. No, you're just like, burger.
No.
A burger.
No,
now.
That wasn't one thing that I said. To be fair, I didn't say that. But that was just what popped into my head moment. But yeah, no, I had such a wonderful time. Spent Friday throwing myself around roller coasters in Disney and having hugs with Goofy. And then Saturday and Sunday just mooching about in Paris. It was absolutely lovely. Good for the soul.
Good for the soul. We're going to talk about FA Cup. We're going to talk about Game Week 22, which is on the horizon. For those of you that are engaged in FPL, which I'm pretty sure is everybody listening and watching right now, Game Week 22's deadline is on Tuesday. It's on
6
Tuesday.
O'clock.
So we've just had the round of FA Cup. We've had some interesting results. We'll talk about more in a bit. I want to talk about Ipswich versus Maidstone. I know it's got absolutely nothing to do with FPL, but if you don't live in the UK and you're not interested at all in the FA Cup, and you know, don't blame you for that. There were some interesting results, right? There were some interesting results. And also we should note probably the draw for the next round having an impact on how we might think about FPL.
Yeah, not so many of the Premier League versus Premier League games, which could actually have quite a significant impact as we go forward.
Yes, yes. There was a few Premier League teams against non-Premier League teams, wasn't there? Which means, in all likelihood, you would expect, and again, we're getting to that point of the season, guys, where there was a lot of ifs, buts, maybes, consequences,
always.
Lots of ifs and whatever, right? So we are hugely speculating, but based on the draw that we saw, we would reasonably expect more of the Premier League teams to get through than not, and therefore potentially blanks in the future will be probably, I mean, I'm looking at 26 now as the potential blank and looking at that and going, well, if a lot of the Premier League teams get through, that free hit that I was considering playing in free hit 26, maybe there's not as much upside there now, and maybe just scrambling together a squad of 7 or 8 or 9 players is maybe good enough. We do have those game weeks every now and again in FPL seasons, don't we?
We do, and I think you know, when it comes to chip strategy, you just have to think really carefully about when is the right time for your team. So there will be moments in over the course of this season where you look at it and go, well, I want to go in heavy. And when we know about when those three games that aren't yet scheduled get scheduled, that hopefully gives us a lot more clarity, because we'll be able to look at the FA Cup draw, we'll be able to look at the probability of games being blanks in 29. And that will give us a big insight into how far we want to take our teams when it comes to blank game week 26 and the impact that might have. Because, of course, the other thing that we still don't know, so we know that Liverpool and Luton won't play.
In game week 26, this is. There are four teams blanking.
Well, Liverpool and Luton have been confirmed because of Liverpool and Luton's progression in the FA Cup.
Okay.
However, Chelsea and Spurs, still a bit up in the air.
Because, I thought that was more or less locked in for 26, no?
Well, it's postponed because Chelsea have the cup final on the weekend. But the midweek is for the FA Cup. So Spurs having already exited the FA Cup now.
So
if Chelsea lose the replay, it could stay in 26 and just be played in midweek instead.
On a different day.
That one is still a bit of an uncertainty because it's going to depend on what happens now. Week commencing the 5th of February when we see the replay of the Aston Villa versus Chelsea game. And that Aston Villa versus Chelsea game actually has a number of impacts because it has an impact on what happens in game week 26, as well as the teams that will blank in game week 29.
Totally. Lots going on, guys. As usual, at this time of the season, when we get the FA Cup in full swing, we get ifs, buts, maybes, permutations, combinations. It gets a little bit fraught. But just know that by being engaged, by being here with us tonight in FPL family, you're listening to Sam on the official pod, you may be watching the FPL shows.
One of them tomorrow.
You are already ahead of, you know, most casual players tend to drop points because they miss Tuesday's deadline or they miss blank game week. So they're not forward planning. So now is the time to separate yourself from, you know, Dave in accounts at work, right?
The
wheat from the chaff, absolutely, Sam. One thing that I haven't noticed in the chat, Sam, that anyone is talking about any sound issues this evening, which is great news because for the first time in a long time, we are now using multiple microphones here on FPL Family tonight. Hopefully on the podcast, this is coming through okay. Hopefully on the audio and the live stream, this is coming through okay. Sam, you've got your own mic over there now. I have my own mic here. I have this little lapel mic going on here, little Sennheiser mic. I did have my own microphone in front of me, but it was like covering my whole face in front of the camera, which
Why didn't you leave it there?
Thank you. Just about to make that joke, appreciate it.
Lovely, dear.
So I have this little lapel mic now. So hopefully we are coming across okay, guys. You guys can tell us in the chat if the audio is sounding all right, if I'm too quiet or too loud or vice versa, whatever. But hopefully that's coming through nice and crystal clear. And now the podcasters for sure are going to be like, oh, this is like 4K high definition sound.
We'll try and work out. We'll get another, if this is all working okay, then for next week, I'll order another stand so you can have your mic like mine.
Let's see how it goes because you have got the all singing, all dancing, expensive bit of kit over there with the Shure microphone. I've got the lapel mic, which is not as good.
We've got three Shures in this house, so we can make it work.
But the guys are saying we sound great. Multiple mics. Mic check 1, 2. Thank you, Duncan. You guys are rocking. Babani says lovely sound. John says thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Look, so you see, this has happened because you got bored while I was gone.
This is absolutely true. While you were away in Paris, I did a number of things. But one of the things I did on Friday night or Saturday night, one evening I was bored and I thought, I've got to get this two mic thing working on OBS. And I think I've cracked it. So hopefully now we are cooking,
Good job, the guys were saying.
FA Cup, we've got to talk about.
Don't ask me too many questions.
But that might be a bit of a one-way conversation because I watched some FA Cup and I watched some Match of the Day highlights. You've been away for the last few days.
So I watched the second half of Spurs versus Manchester City on Friday night.
You didn't catch the first half?
No, we were out for dinner. So France is obviously an hour ahead. So we were still out for dinner while the first half was happening because we'd been in Disney all day. So by the time we had dinner, got the train back from Disneyland into the centre of Paris and then walked back to our hotel. My friend, bless her heart, she's not a football fan. Let's put it that way. She doesn't really...
In the same way that you are, or she's just not at all?
Just not at all. So put it this way, she's like, the only thing I could tell you about Spurs versus Man City is, isn't Man City managed by Pep? I was like, okay, right.
Well done.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
So she says, do you want to stop in a bar and watch it? And I was like, no, because I'll just get totes of moche and not a good look when you're on holiday with your friends.
You've already upset the French by just going burger now.
That didn't happen. Let's be clear. I was very polite and lovely and was very, very... I said all my pleases and thank yous in French. And I even learned how to say you're very kind in French. So I kept saying, thank you, you're very kind.
Okay.
Anyway, so we get back to the hotel and I thought, do you know what? Let's just check, just in case, switch on the TV, voila.
And it was on.
I was like,
voila, you've learnt that.
Perfect. So I sat there with my cup of tea and the free sweets that they provided in the bar downstairs hotel.
Dream.
Watched the second half.
And dream.
And was absolutely fuming when my goalkeeper was assaulted and the ref did nothing about... I'm not happy.
Get in the chat, let me know. I thought it was a foul.
It was a foul, that's why.
It was assault. It was less of a foul.
I'd get dumped for GBH if I did that out in public.
You sound like me with the James Trafford thing the other week. It was less of a foul than Adrabayo and James Trafford. I mean, Adrabayo and James Trafford a couple of weeks ago was GBH. I mean, it's ridiculous, right?
This one
was a foul. It was less obvious than the James Trafford one, but it was still a foul in my opinion. He's still impeded.
Okay. Well,
And Vicario, I think, gets there.
I agree. But leaving all of the drama aside, obviously it has impacts for FPL because it does mean that we have a guaranteed match now. Spurs have gone out. Another guaranteed match in game week 29. Spurs definitely game week 29.
Yes.
So from an FPL perspective, that's kind of handy. The other thing that I thought was really interesting, well, there was a lot. I'm just going to put my tea down because that's quite a big cup and it's a massive cup.
Show that if people haven't seen this mug
tea. Let's not start it again because on the Q&A the other week, I got loads of...
It's unreal.
It's massive.
More people on the Q&A with you and Az the other day wanted to know more about the mug than they did about your FPL knowledge.
So this is not actually my mug. This is Evie's mug. But I love it because it's huge.
That's a vat of tea
and
right
it gets
there.
Like a vat. And I thought, normally I get through a live stream and I don't have enough tea.
And grand tasse de thé, as they would say.
Oui.
Burger now.
And I was asking for a lot of iced tea pesh as well.
Yeah.
Iced tea for those of them. Anyway.
Foul on the goalkeeper.
No, I moved on from that.
Right.
So what was interesting about that game was injury returners or not.
Yes.
So Kevin De Bruyne back on the bench, another like 25-ish minutes.
Is he going to start against Burnley, yes or no?
Well, he got longer this time. He seems to be getting longer every time.
Yeah.
I don't know. If he doesn't start against Burnley, I think he starts the weekend.
Do you think going into that Burnley game, and I think you can cut and paste this answer for Haaland as well, we'll come to him in a bit, Burnley at home, does he need to take that risk? I mean, even if it is, you know, I think he's got two sub appearances now, Kevin De Bruyne, I would not consider it a risk to start him. But if Pep in his head has got any sort of like modicum of like, maybe let's just give him one more game off the bench. Burnley at home is a good game to do that, isn't it? And then just bench him and Haaland and bring them on if you need them. It's not as if the team are playing badly, right?
Haaland, I think is different slightly. KDB, I think, is difficult. I think it's really hard to know where his head is with KDB because I was expecting him to start him against Spurs in the cup. Because he'd come off the bench, played well, and I know that we talked a couple of weeks ago about how he was puffing and he was talking about we could only do X amount of time. But, you know, I kind of was like, well, he's had a bit of warm weather training since then. They've been off in Dubai. He's had a rest. I was expecting him to start against Spurs and probably not last the full 90, but start. But I think we're at that point with his rehab now where he actually needs to start a game and play 60 minutes and then be bought off.
And that's the other way I think of it. And that's why I'm so conflicted on the Kevin De Bruyne thing for this upcoming game week is that part of me goes, OK, well, if there's even a modicum of doubt that he's not quite ready, just bench him and bring him and ease him back in again. But then I'm like, well, Burnley at home, you'd expect him to have a lot of the ball. You'd expect him to be on the ball quite a lot. It's going to be a high possession game for City. They're not going to be, you know... Burnley, they're not the sort of side, I don't think, where they dive into tackles. For sure, I kind of feel like that's why he didn't start against Spurs, because if there's one player that's going to stand on Haaland's foot or on De Bruyne's muscle...
Because I know where that's where we're going.
He's a proper S-house, Romero.
No, no.
If Haaland had started that game, Romero would have stood on his foot within 3 minutes,
right? Proper gentleman.
But Burnley... Maybe not so much. Maybe that is the sort of game where he might start Kevin De Bruyne.
I think we're coming to a point where either game week 22 or game week 23, Kevin De Bruyne starts. Mm. Probably only does 60 minutes, but starts.
But we need the information because for 22, there's going to be a lot of people thinking of captaining the guy, right?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. And I think Haaland is different again because the fact that he doesn't make the squad at all for the game against
Spurs. I'm getting
out
with Haaland, honestly. Kept him this long and I just can't sell him. But
he's nearly ready. He's very nearly ready. Which suggests to me he probably will be back next week. Now, is that 22 or is that 23 remains to be seen. However, I don't think he's going to start. He's not going to bring Haaland straight back into the starting 11.
Starting against Burnley.
The way that he's protected KDB in returning, I think we'll see similar with Haaland, which puts me off the -4 for him, which I was planning. Because actually, that -4 would involve taking out Alvarez. And if Haaland doesn't start, you know, Alvarez is going to be starting, probably.
Yeah.
So I think KDB, I think I am going there. I still think I'm going there. I think that's the transfer I'm going to make this week.
Okay.
I'm a little bit less sure on it than I was on Wednesday when I Q&A'd with Az. But I still think his boots touched the grass. He still looked good when he came on. He doesn't look carrying.
Yeah.
You know, he looks fit. He looks ready. So I think it's just a matter of time before he starts. And realistically, if you bring in someone like Kevin, you're not... Yes, I'm bringing him in for Burnley. Yes, of course. But the reality is I'm bringing him in for game week 25 and the double.
Well, here's the reason we are spending a disproportionate amount of time on Manchester City. And we'll look
I didn't start with Spurs, by the way, in this conversation.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll come to them in a bit. But and I do want to say hello in the chat to a few people. I can see a super chat from Joseph, which is about Jurgen Klopp. We're of course going to talk about that and how I feel about it.
I don't think we should talk about that. I worry that you might cry because, you know... I know that in life, it's kind of like, you know, me and the kids, the rest of the family, your friends, Klopp.
We'll talk about it. Don't worry, we'll talk about it. But the reason we're so heavy on Manchester City is because look at this, right? And the fixture ticker, absolutely top of the shop. I mean, there's so much blue in there. And of course, the double game week in 25, currently a fixture in 26, 27,
Well, they won't blank in 26 because of it's the EFL Cup in 26, so they won't be blanking them.
Everything is just so good about it, right? It's so good about it. We've spoken about Kevin there a little bit. We've spoken about Haaland. We've got Bill in the chat who's saying, Lee, you're overthinking it. KDB will be in, Haaland more managed. I think if we were to summarise our last 5 minutes of chat on it, I think, Bill, that's where I'd be.
Yeah, I think so.
I can see KDB potentially starting, Haaland probably bench and come on. But talk to me about some of the other options. Talk to me about Foden, but also give me a view on Doku because I thought he came on and did really good against Spurs. And we've seen previous in this season when Klopp has talked about the sorts of games where he plays Doku and the sorts of games where he plays Grealish.
But
now,
Pep.
Grealish...
Pep, not Klopp.
Sorry, Pep, not Klopp. Klopp goes
You've
there.
Got Klopp on your brain, you have. Yeah,
I see Barca are looking for a manager as well. Now you see that earlier today.
Yeah, gonna get Xabi Alonso. You lot.
I'm not sure if Leverkusen would want to let him go. We'll talk about it later. But Jeremy Doku, then.
I thought he was good.
That's the sort of game where Pep will put him in, right?
Yeah, I thought he was good. I mean, I think the problem you have, and I've always had with Man City players like Doku, when you've got Grealish as well. Is
Grealish really fit? Is he at it? I don't know.
He was ill, wasn't he? He was ill last week.
What does that mean?
Who knows? A bit
he's
like
out with Rashford, isn't
a bit like they weren't out together.
Rashford dialing it in today. Oh my god!
Dialed it in on Friday. Gets photographed out clubbing on Thursday night.
Marcus calls in
sick on Friday morning. What an
absolute... Ten Hag was asked about it after the Newport game today.
No, what did Kelly ask?
I don't know, but I think she was at the game, so probably was. So fair play for her, she'd have asked it. And I think Ten Hag just more or less went, it's an internal matter and we're going to deal with it internally, which basically means he's been a really naughty boy.
Again.
God, dear Marcus.
He's got some difficult behavioural issues, Ten Hag. He's like he's working with like special kids at the minute.
Finish up with Doku then, let's talk about him.
Doku. So the issue I have with Doku, and to, you know, Grealish, and to a certain extent Foden... although maybe less Foden, and to a certain extent people like Bernardo Silva, but again, maybe less, is that in game week 25, because it's an important double, I want cast iron guarantees that I see my player's name in the starting 11 twice.
Mm.
And I don't think that there are very many players in that Man City team that you get that with. Mm. I think you get it with Kyle Walker, also a naughty boy at the moment, by the way.
Why? What's he done?
Got someone else pregnant.
Has he? What's this this allegation coming from? Really?
He has.
Has that actually happened?
Where have you
been? No, I don't know. Is this one of your random Instagram rumours? Where is this?
No, it's true. You know, he broke up with his wife, didn't he? And because he had a baby with someone else.
Then
yes. Then he and his wife got back together again. Now he's got her pregnant again.
His wife or the
no,
other
the
lady?
The mistress.
Oh, my God. Is this actual... Do we have to say allegedly or something here? You're going to get us in trouble.
It's not alleged.
It's happened.
His wife has posted all of this.
Oh, my God.
This is facts.
Oh, my God. Bloody hell.
I don't come here with allegations. I come here with the facts, Lee. I'm not going to accuse someone of having an affair if they've not actually done it. Carl Walker's done it twice.
Sam from the FPL podcast said Carl Walker...
Carl Walker has had two affairs with the same woman.
Oh, Dom Dewsbury's in the chat. I'm not going to repeat what he said, but he agrees with you.
It's true. So, he's a naughty boy, but he's guaranteed to start because he's the only defender.
That's all we care about in FPL. Don't worry about the rest of it. Is he going to start?
You might have upset your wife. Yeah. You might have got someone else pregnant twice. Carl Walker, you naughty, naughty boy.
But are you starting in the double?
But you are guaranteed to start twice in the double because you're the only defender that's played every game so far this season.
Brilliant. Okay.
I mean, I genuinely... Right. It's probably terrible that I've just said that, but the point is made the same. So Carl Walker, I think he's
Sam
fine.
Bynes is saying, saying allegedly doesn't save you, Lee. Sam, if you're a lawyer, mate, tell me what I need to say. When Sam comes on here and says stuff like that, tell me what I need to say.
Would you like me to find his wife's post?
Nigel the Crab says it's legit. Oh my God.
I'm telling the truth. Why don't you believe
I've just not seen it. That's all.
It's the truth. He's a very, very naughty boy.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, Carl Walker, Kevin De Bruyne, I think by 25, will be starting both of those games.
Right.
Haaland, I suspect by then, starts both of those games.
You think so, wouldn't you? Yeah.
I think so. Bernardo Silva, I think so.
Webby's in the chat. Forget XG and XA. X naughty. What's this like? Expectation of being a naughty boy.
Carl Walker is up there with, I mean, well, his is truthful. So he's above, you know, there's a lot of allegations about footballers at the moment. None of which I'll mention because they're all allegations.
Well, Sam's come back in the chat, Sam. Sam Vines has said, say it or don't say it, Lee. Don't worry about it. So Sam, clearly not a lawyer. He's just like, say what you want.
What
cheers,
like.
Sam.
Carl Walker will, if he wants to come and have a chat with me about it, I'd love to know the ins and outs of what's been going on in his life.
The ins and outs? Why would you say that?
I didn't mean it like that.
Guys, you see what I'm dealing with here? You see what I'm dealing with? Oh, my God. Sam Vines, I hope you are a lawyer, because I need one now. I need one. Can you get back on track? I've worked so hard to get this microphone's working tonight and everything for this to be a professional live stream, and you've taken it in a gutter again. Oh, for crying out loud.
I didn't mean it.
That's what I'm working with.
You made that rude. I didn't.
People just want to know who's starting in the double at Man City, and you're talking about Carl Walker's ins and outs. Please, can we get back on schedule?
I didn't mean it like that.
Christ on a bike.
You made that rude. I didn't. No, now they're all laughing.
Right.
Okay, move on.
Man City double. Christ almighty.
Carl Walker, Haaland, De Bruyne, probably Foden.
For the
probably
double.
Probably Bilva. Rodri.
Edison.
No, I don't even know if you can count on Edison.
God, I think you can.
Probably count on Edison. Well, we've had that before last season where we suddenly gone, I'm not playing you.
Right.
Rodri. Those are the ones I think you can count on.
Okay.
For the double.
All right.
But anyone else, Doku, Grealish, they're all too risky. You get one game.
All right, well, let's move on from City a little bit then. Let's just talk about the rest of what we saw in the FA Cup.
Do
we
want to
saw.
Talk about Spurs?
Nah, we've done enough about that game. We could, actually, they are reasonably FPL relevant. Let's have a look at
they
the fixtures.
They are FPL relevant because they will. They're either going to play in 26 or double at some point.
Mm.
And they're guaranteed to play in game week 29. We're only one of four clubs at the moment guaranteed to play in 29.
And I would like your opinion on Richarlison as a potential captaincy option this week. Because, what? Why have you spluttered your tea?
Did you just suggest you were going to captain Richarlison this weekend?
I am considering captain Richarlison this game week.
Holy moly.
Because I'm looking at it, and obviously, if you could guarantee a Haaland or a KDB start, that's probably where I'd go. Haven't got KDB. I've got Foden, who I'm also considering. I look around the rest of my team. I don't mind Ollie Watkins at home to Newcastle as well. I don't mind that. But I just think the way Brentford have been defending recently. Now, listen, Tony's back. They'll score some goals. He'll cause you some trouble because it's Tony and he's a good player.
Yeah.
But defensively, they're not good enough, Brentford. They're not good enough. And I think the way that your team is at the minute, he's just in a good groove, isn't he, Richarlison? He's just in a good groove. The challenge I have with captaining him is I don't think he's that explosive.
Correct.
I can't see a sort of two or three goaler. Maybe see he could get a goal, right? But then I don't see my other option is Foden. I don't see him being explosive either. We'll talk about our teams in a bit, but I'm struggling for captaincy a little bit this week,
yeah,
which is
why I look
at Richarlison.
I am too, a bit, to be honest.
You're not keen on that, I can tell, by the way you spotted your team.
No, yeah. I'm not keen on it. I think as an asset, if you own him already, he's decent enough to keep. But I wouldn't want to...
Without you keep. Oh my God, yeah.
I wouldn't want to captain him.
Right.
James Maddison came back in on Friday night, and I think that was...
That's part of the reason I'm thinking of captaining him.
Oh, interesting.
Well, Madder's back. It's just your creativity suddenly just there,
creativity's back, yeah. And I think, you know, it will make a big difference. And we are starting now to... You know, when I looked at the team sheet for Friday evening and saw Madders on the bench, I was like, right, okay, we're finally getting back to... A bit like Liverpool, actually, today, when we watched Robbo and Trent and all those guys coming off the bench. It's like, okay, well, the back line's solid again now. That's our first choice back four with the goalkeeper. Obviously, we're missing Pape Sarr and Bissouma at the moment, but Bentancur's back and fit and doing a great job in the midfield. Mm. Kulusevski returned from his illness and played in the cup.
You're convincing me to captain Richarlison.
And I think Spurs, I feel positive. Even though we went out of the cup, I actually thought we played well. I thought we did well. Given it's a game against Man City that both sides want to win,
I
thought from what I saw in the second half, we played well. I thought we defended really well. I thought Mickey van der Ven put in an absolute shift and was excellent. So moving forwards,
he's just
a top defender. And I do think that we are getting back to a point where Spurs look like good investments again. Having said that, as a non-Richarlison owner, I wouldn't buy Richarlison right now.
Wouldn't you?
No. If I was going to buy Spurs... mid now by Madders again. I go back on Madders.
I don't know. I think that he's been getting a lot of chances. He's been taking some of them, missing some of them.
Yeah.
And the team has been, you know, you can't underestimate how important that is to have Madders back. He's been putting it in the back of the net with, you know, some pretty good chances. With Madders back, he's going to get a half full of chances, isn't he? And he's proven himself that he's in a sort of clinical mood. His finishing's improving. He's the focal point of the team. I think it's just such a big plus that Madison's back for all of them, but him in particular. I'm licking my lips as a Richarlison owner, and that's why I'm considering captain in a week where, you know, obviously Salah's not around.
Yep.
KDB and Haaland question marks. Mm. Arsenal away at Forest. I don't know if I could hang my hat on any of those Arsenal forwards, even Saka, right?
No, it's
so
tough.
Then I look at Watkins at Newcastle. Okay, Villa at home, so it's a good fixture. Where else would you go? I've even had a look at, you know, while Palace have got Sheffield United, could you go Eze or something like that? It feels like, and I've said this before in previous weeks, there are weeks where you should, in my opinion, go with the herd on captaincy.
Yeah.
And there are weeks where I think you can go against it on captaincy.
Yeah, yeah.
And up until a couple of days ago, I was thinking going against the herd and going for a Richarlison captain. But the more I read on Twitter, the more I read on the Fantasy Football Scout forums, there is definitely a bit of a move towards Richarlison as captain right?
Yeah, I know there is. Az was asking me about this on Wednesday. I just don't...
I'm not feeling it.
I watch a lot of Spurs, as we all know.
If you had him in your team, would you feel differently?
No. I just don't trust him to... I think he gets a return, but I wouldn't... He will miss so many chances in that game. Like, he's one of those players that's just...
I think he'll get more chances because of Madison. Madison will come straight back in, right? Won't he? Or will he come off the bench?
Madders 100% starts.
Well, then I think Richarlison's a really good option.
Madders 100% starts. He did this with Mickey van der Ven, didn't he? Brought him off the bench for like 20 minutes at the end of the game. And then straight back in. You know, he did it. He does that. Gives him a little bit of a run out when he needs. And then Madders will be straight back in next week.
Okay.
Do I think it makes Richarlison a better option? Yes. Do I think he's a better option than Madders if you don't have Spurs at all? No. Would I captain him? I just don't trust him.
Okay, interesting. All right, well, let's move on from Man City and Spurs then. we can talk more about FA Cup if you want. We can talk about fixtures coming up. Do you want to address the Klopp thing? Because we did have
The only other game I really watched was the Liverpool game.
So Liverpool beat Norwich 4-2, 5-2. 5-2, wasn't it in the end?
5 in the end,
was
yeah.
Was it 5? Yeah, I think Gravenberg got right at the end, didn't he? But Joseph Maloney, thank you for the super chat, mate. He says, hi, Lee and Sam, what a weekend. Sound is perfect. Thank you, Joseph. So the mics are obviously doing good stuff.
Hurrah.
Klopp will be a big loss to Liverpool and the Premier League. You'll never walk alone. The fun of FPL in full swing now. Klopp will be a big loss to Liverpool. Yeah. And to be honest, when I heard the news, I was absolutely gutted. Absolutely gutted. And a bit shocked as well, because it wasn't that long ago that he'd signed a new contract.
It was the words, wasn't it? It was what he said.
Yeah.
He just said, I'm really tired.
Yeah. I don't think he said about being tired. I think he was talking about he can't...
He's tired.
He can't come at it with the same energy that perhaps he has done in the past. And when I saw the... So I get little YouTube notifications whenever a new Liverpool video comes up on the Liverpool YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And it came up, Klopp announcement. And I don't know why, but I just immediately went to, oh, he signed another new contract. Or he's done, you know. And then as soon as I clicked play on the video and you can feel there's a somber tone about it, I was just like, he's going. And then I thought... And then as it was going along, it became clear that he was going at the end of the season. And there's
his backroom staff as well, right?
I don't think you can. And if you're a Liverpool fan, get in the chat and let me know what you think. And even if you're not, let me know what you think about Klopp going. You can't underestimate, or only Liverpool fans can really feel, I think, the impact that it's going to have on the club, on the city, on everything, on the fan base, on everything.
Yeah.
He has been unbelievable. Like, unbelievable.
It's sort of similar to when Ferguson left Manchester United, really, I guess, in terms of, like, that person that's been so vital to all of the success that Liverpool have had and what's been built and what's been achieved. When they go, there is that... And hopefully Liverpool have more success when it comes to replacing Klopp than Manchester United have had over the years, trying to find a replacement.
It won't be easy.
But it will be hard. And I got a notification, push notification on my phone about it while I was in Disney on Friday. And I texted you and just with a little heartbroken emoji, didn't I, and Klopp. And I just was like, I said to my friend who has no idea who Klopp even is, I was like, that'll be really interesting now from a... this season, because it could go one of two ways now, couldn't it? It could be that the players go, right, this is our last opportunity to win trophies for Klopp. Let's really smash out the next 3-4 months, win the league, win the FA Cup, win the League Cup, go for it. Or does it slightly disrail what he's doing, because do they all go, oh god?
I think as usual with our club, and the way that they've gone about everything in the last week is testament to how well the club communicates stuff, right? So
they're very honest, wasn't
they? They very easily could have not announced it, and at the end of the season he goes, I'm done, thanks for everything and whatever. But what he's done is he's tried to, you know, because it is going to have a big and it is already having a big impact on the fan base.
Yeah.
And what he's done is tried to give the club enough notice of how he feels as a human being, right? And the fact that he feels like he can't bring the energy to the team and to the club anymore. The interview was just like wonderfully human and wonderfully honest.
He is like that.
But you shouldn't underestimate that, right? You can't just say, oh yeah, he's like that. That is such an unbelievably emotionally intelligent human way of going about it.
Sure.
And I just think that by giving, you know, the club notice that that's what he wants to do, he's not just cutting and running. It gives the club time. This is the key thing. It gives them time, right? And he talked in the interview about the fact that he felt like last season was hard, right? We were not that good.
Yeah,
right? We were in a difficult season, didn't get in the top four, whatever. And he felt like that could have been a time when he either got fired or he ran out of energy and he didn't want to do it anymore. But he felt like he couldn't leave the club like that. He wanted to rebuild and get us into a position where we've got, you know, young players coming through. We've revolutionised that midfield. Now he feels like he's putting the club, or he's got the team in a position where he can hand it to somebody and feel proud that he's handed it to somebody.
Right.
You know, and there will be big changes, right? I still believe Salah will go in the summer as well. I still believe Salah will go. And I'm a bit less sure of that in the last couple of weeks, because I was pretty convinced that he was going to go to Saudi Arabia. But I don't know if the Saudi Arabia thing is all that, you know. I mean, the Henderson thing, that's a whole other thing we've got to talk about, maybe, if we've got time. But Henderson isn't... I thought it was doomed from the start, the Henderson thing, right? The fact he went... He's not a flair player, right? He's not a Cristiano Ronaldo. He's not going to sell shirts and sell the Saudi Arabian League. He is a workhorse leader, pass it sideways, get, you know, pull the team up by the scruff of the neck and when the going gets tough sort of player. He's not a glitzy player. That's the Saudi League is all about glitz, isn't it? Who's gone there? Ronaldo? Benzema?
What has this got to do with Epia?
Why are we talking
about Henderson?
I'm not. I'm just using it as a reason to talk about Liverpool. But so I'm not sure Salah will... I'm not as sure as I was a few weeks ago that Salah will go to Saudi Arabia. But if Salah and Klopp do go at the end of the season, then it's just a monumental change. So you asked what the impact is on FPL. I think the impact for FPL going forward for the rest of this season is that they will go all out to win the league.
Yeah.
And they will go all out. And
It felt like that from what Van Dijk has been saying. The interviews that Van Dijk has been saying.
Because he's another one, right? You've got to look at it. So Klopp leaves at the end of the season. Yes, we've got lots of young, talented players coming through. Dom Szoboszlai is a proper player. McAllister's unbelievable and young, right? You've got players like Konate and Kwanzaa at the back. You've got the young lad, Connor Bradley, who's been playing fullback for the last four games. He's been unbelievably good,
really,
right?
Good.
Jota's still young. You know, Nunes is still young and raw, right? So there's definitely that there. But the core is going, right? The leadership team are going. You know, Van Dijk got a couple of seasons left potentially. Alisson, a couple of seasons left potentially. Salah's probably going to go. Maybe got a season or two left. So Klopp, you know, he's coming. There's this natural ending coming for a lot of this team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what it means for FPL, I think, is that, yeah, get your FPL team set up with a couple of Liverpool players, because I think we're going to go all out.
But 26, you're blanking.
With a blank, yeah.
And Salah's not around at the moment. Because I think, you know, if Salah wasn't away at AFCON / injured, everyone would have just gone, okay, well, look, we'll get Salah in because we know there's going to be a couple of doubles for Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get Salah. And yeah, we might have a problem in 26, but, you know, we'll just live with it. I think with Salah injured, but also without a really good, clear prognosis yet. Because I think, you know, they've sort of said, well, the agent has sort of said 3 to 4, 3 weeks.
A lot of faffing about this injury,
there's a lot of uncertainty, it still feels like. It does mean that you are kind of, I am certainly looking at Liverpool going, okay, until I know for sure that there's a double for them, even if I think that they're going to be good, which I do, and I do, I said to you last week before the Klopp thing when we were watching the game, I do think that it's Liverpool's game, Liverpool's league this year.
Mm.
And the only time I've ever said that was the time that you did win the league. It just feels like there's a, even in the bad moments when you're not playing well, when players were out injured, and you, like against Bournemouth, when you lost, you didn't have Salah and you didn't have Trent and you didn't have Robbo, and there's all these massive names missing from your team, yet somehow you go into a game 4-0. Against the Bournemouth side that have been really excellent, and we shouldn't forget that Bournemouth were really good going into that game. You go and you smash them 4-0, and that movement and the momentum and the desire seems to be there. But when it comes to FPL at the moment, it's difficult because we don't know when those doubles are, and if the doubles don't happen to fit in 25, if they happen after 26, then actually you don't really want to be investing in Liverpool now, unless you're already invested. If you're already a Darwin owner, then you've
got a Jota or whatever, then you stick with it.
But I think it's very hard as a, because I currently have, well, I have Salah at the moment, but I won't do for game week 22, but I will have no Liverpool assets, and it's quite hard right now to buy into Liverpool, not because I don't want to or because I think that it's not the right, you know, the right thing to do.
We just need that more information again.
But there's so much uncertainty, particularly around Liverpool at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's not really caused by Klopp. That's caused by blanks and doubles and
stuff.
Scheduling. Because, you know, you're still in the FA Cup, you're still in the League Cup, you're still in the Europa League, all of that good stuff that you want to be in. It's good for creating the moment. It's good for doing the rhythm thing that Klopp always talks about. Multiple games all the time. Keep going. And I do think that you're, you know, what you said before is right. I think that the feeling that the players have for Klopp and the fans have for Klopp, even as a non-Liverpool fan, I love Klopp. I think he's just great. He's a nice man. He's, you know...
The Premier League will miss him, I think.
It will be a big miss. And I think there will be a desire from the Liverpool players to end it in style.
Yeah.
As opposed to let it go out like a damp squib.
But in FPL you're saying use your head, not your heart. Wait for some information on them before you go diving in.
And I think we said this in our Ohana podcast for our patrons last week. It is going to be tough because likely we probably won't get news before the game week 22 deadline on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now you've got Chelsea in game week 22, so maybe it's not like essential anyway that you move on Liverpool.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm just going to wait until I get that news, because surely at some point the Premier League, Liverpool, and you know the other stakeholders involved have got to start rescheduling these matches.
Sure. Okay. Sure. All right. Well, that's enough on Liverpool. But needless to say, I'm.
Who do you want?
I'm absolutely devastated.
Could
by
have anyone
it,
to replace him? Who would you get?
I think it's far too early to say. You'd need somebody to come in with. You know, and again, you made the point before, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson, David Moyes come in and it's almost an impossible job, right? Same with Arsene Wenger
chalice.
Come in and Unai Emery, who has clearly chalice. Come and proved himself to be a brilliant manager at Aston Villa.
No, it is.
Couldn't make it happen because he followed Wenger. I just wonder whether that the same thing could happen. But we need somebody with a lot of character, someone who's really highly emotionally intelligent. I mean, someone like an Ange Postecoglou would be brilliant, I think, at Liverpool.
For the sake of the podcasters, I just tried to flick Lee. You said
know.
That's the second time you've said that today.
I like Big Ange. I think he'd be
you
great at
You can stay well away from Big Ange.
Xabi Alonso's being muted, isn't he? And he's having a great season by Leverkusen, right?
So they are having a fantastic season.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
He is a great manager.
Well, can you say he's a great manager? I mean, he's a young manager and he's doing well. You can't call him great yet, can you? You just say he's out there doing well and he's doing
well. At the moment...
You can't say he's a great manager.
But at the moment, he is being a great manager. Can he do it at Liverpool would remain to be seen.
You're talking about someone to replace the best manager in the world, in my opinion. Top two, at least.
What would Big Ange as the one?
Who comes in? All right, Xabi Alonso comes in, but... He's not a great manager. He's just a good young manager that's doing well at the moment, right? I don't know. It's very, very difficult. I don't think it's, you know, if a couple of seasons ago, is Steven Gerrard going to catch?
Do you reckon Pep will go as well?
Barcelona job's free, isn't it? I don't think that's not the job it was a few years ago, you know. There's a lot of noise about Arteta going, by the way, to do that job.
What, Barcelona?
Mm.
Is there?
Yeah.
How have you missed Carl Walker having multiple affairs, but you know about Arteta going to Barcelona?
I don't subscribe to Premier League Player Affairs.com, do I? I'm following proper Twitter accounts.
What, like Carl Walker's wife?
No, I'm not doing that. Right, that's enough for Liverpool. I'm gutted. I'm devastated. I don't want to talk about it anymore because it makes me sad. What else has happened in the FA Cup? Brighton. Good result for Brighton. 5 goals away from home. You haven't seen any results. You've not been there.
I literally, to be honest, I'll be completely honest here. Spurs went out on Friday night. I looked at the Aston Villa Chelsea result and was like, okay. Oh, that's interesting. And then Saturday, I was out all day with my friend and I thought, I don't care about the FA Cup anymore. It's over.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
The dream is done.
They went away to Sheffield United, I think it was. 1-5-2. They were 2-0 up. Sheffield United paid it back to 2-2.
Okay.
And then in the second half, De Zerbi gave him a bit of a rocket at half time and just was like, right, stop messing about. He's on the radar, I think, isn't he, De Zerbi? He's got to be on the radar.
Dan mostly just said that because if Az hears it, he'll start getting annoyed and start texting again.
So anyway, Brighton 5-2. João Pedro, hat-trick, 2 penalties and a very good goal to finish off the hat-trick. His first hat-trick, I think, in senior football, so fair play to him. just looked pretty good from an offensive perspective. And I do think that...
How is Pascal Gross? Because I have him.
I don't think he got on the score sheet. I don't know whether he got any assists. I mean, 5 goals, you'd think he probably did. Someone in the chat will tell me whether Gross would have got any, inverted commas, FPL points in that FA Cup game. But Brighton, on the whole, look pretty good. And the reason I think they're worthy of conversation is because the fixtures don't look too bad either. Luton away coming up.
Yeah.
Palace, obviously Spurs away is difficult. Sheffield United, Everton, Fulham. The fixtures look pretty good for them, don't they? And I think that's the reason a lot of us jumped on Purvis's Stupinan.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly did. I know you did as well.
Yeah.
You've got Gross as well.
Yeah.
But let's just have a quick conversation about João Pedro then, because he does seem to be finding a little bit of form. And finally, after 22 game weeks, might even be cementing himself as the go-to guy up there. Evan Ferguson not scoring too many goals at the moment. Although what I will say is that he did cause a lot of problems for Sheffield United, Evan Ferguson, at the weekend. He did lead the line quite well.
You know, when we were talking about earlier about Doku and Grealish, I kind of feel the same about João Pedro and Evan Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
In that I think João Pedro is the one that's going to get the majority of the minutes, will start most games.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can say that with complete certainty, because we've been there before with João Pedro, where De Zerbi started him, he's been looking decent and playing well, and all of a sudden not starting.
Yeah.
And that's really quite difficult. And I think I find it less problematic with João Pedro than I do with maybe one of the Man City players, because one, he's significantly cheaper. He can go back in that third forward slot. And so you won't necessarily have to rely on him.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't start 1 week,
it's
not necessarily the end of the world. I think that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And he also will make it easier for you to invest in the likes of Haaland and Salah when they both come back from their injuries. And you know, we want them both back in our teams again.
Yeah.
And as you say, in good form, performing well, returning well. I had João Pedro for quite a lot in the early part of this season, quite a long time. And he was a frustration.
Mm.
I think that's the best way to describe him. But it does feel like we're starting to get just a little bit more security with him at the moment. But I'm still not sure we're 100% there with that.
Okay. All right. So eyes on Brighton. I have to say, and we'll talk about our teams in just a second, I've got a bit of a problem in my defence this week. I've got a lot of flags again. I just love a week where I'm not firefighting.
Who got frankly, flags but, on this week? Have I got flags?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's loads more we could talk about in the FA Cup. Luton, good last minute winner against Everton. Newcastle beat Fulham at Craven Cottage 2-0, so decent result for them. Man United got the job done in the end against Newport County, which I know they're League Two, but that's a, you know, not a great pitch on a sort of, you know, wet and windy night. It's not a great fixture. So they did do the business in the end, despite giving up that 2-goal lead. So, yeah, with only Blackburn and Wrexham still to go, we have a whole bunch of replays. We haven't got time to talk about Chelsea nil, Aston Villa nil. They've got to go to a replay. But listen, I think we've talked about the main points in the FA Cup. So why don't we now discuss our teams for the upcoming game week, for game week 22, whose deadline, as we mentioned before, is on Tuesday. Let's talk about my team, because you did mention it there about how, you know, you said, well, where are your flags? Well, they're all over the place at the minute. Gabriel currently on a flag, so I'm waiting to hear from Arteta as to whether he's fit for the Forest game. Obviously, still rocking with Haaland in my team. Currently gets a start. Even if he came on as a sub against Burnley, I think he's probably worthy of a start in my 11.
Yeah.
Gusto currently on yellow as well, although I think the sort of rumours stroke murmurs are that he should be maybe fit for the Liverpool game. Having said that, do I want to play a Chelsea defender at Anfield? Probably not. So the Chelsea fixtures after Liverpool look pretty good, so I'd probably want to hold on to him.
Mm.
And then obviously Jamal Lascelles still sitting there with a flag, although not first choice either, so a problem. So one of the things I was going to mention as we were talking about Brighton there was, could I maybe double up with Estupinan and get Van Hek in? Save myself 0.1 because Van Hek is 4.0. Get rid of Lascelles. And over the next few weeks, when those Brighton fixtures are really nice, as we saw before, you know, pick and choose my battles. Purvis will probably play every week. But when they have a nice home fixture, maybe stick Van Hek in there as a bit of a Brighton double defence differential. Do you mind that, or am I wasting a transfer there a little bit? Because the other option for me this week is not to do a transfer. For the podcast listeners, let me talk through my team. got 68 points in game week 21, which seems like ages ago, by the way. Currently on 1,280 points, over rank of 43k. So it did go up a little bit on the back of game week 21 from about 49k to 43. So pretty happy with that. Largely the Gabriel 17 points, obviously, made the big
difference
there.
See, they gave the goal afterwards as well.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty upset about that, to be honest with you, because it's like, there's no facility in FPL to retrospectively change points.
The game's closed, yeah.
Because I think the rules say once an hour after bonus points have been allocated, that's it.
Isn't
it?
The game locks,
right? So you can't retrospectively change it. But it's not just that. I had Saka captain as well, so I missed out on some assist points for Saka. So, you know, actually, that decision,
it's quite a big.
Yeah, it's about a 10-pointer. So it did hurt. That definitely did hurt. But for the sake of the podcast, listen, I've got Areola in goal, Porro, Gabriel and Estupinan at the back, Bowen, Saka, Foden and Richarlison in midfield, Watkins, Haaland and Solanke up front. Currently, my bench is Dubravka. First sub, Palmer. I'll get your opinion on that in a minute. Gusto, second sub, Lascelles, third sub. And at the moment, considering potentially doing Lascelles to Van Heek as one transfer. Very boring, but it does help me a little bit, potentially at the back there. Or the other thing to do is not to do anything at all, because the guy I'd really want in there is Kevin De Bruyne. I would really like to have Kevin De Bruyne in my team.
Yeah.
But to do that, I would have to lose one of those midfielders, and I'm not really prepared to do it. I could lose any of them, by the way. I have enough in the bank to do any of those midfielders, even Palmer, up to Kevin De Bruyne.
Okay.
But I look at Bowen at home to Bournemouth, who potentially is a captaincy option, maybe, with Kudus being back. Saka, I'm not ready to sell him yet, I don't think. Foden is going nowhere for me. Richarlison going nowhere for me, even potential captaincy. Currently got the vice. And then Palmer, despite Anfield, has got some really nice fixtures after game week 22. So for me, it's a bit like, well, where do you put Kevin De Bruyne in that? Plus, with him not, you know, absolutely guaranteed the start, you know, maybe I just sit there this week and just go, okay, well, let's just wait for a week more information. Another game week passes us by. I get through it, going into game week 23 then with two free transfers, ready to act on, say, Liverpool because Trent's back and we know about doubles, or KDB because he's back and on grass and fit and firing, or, you know, whatever. Whatever I can do, you know, I've got a couple of free transfers, or even do maybe a mini wild card.
Right.
So that's my team. That's what I'm thinking. Palmer first bench, am I mad? Am I mad to do that?
I think so.
I do worry about that. I do worry about that.
I think so.
What would you do instead? Who would you bench?
Well, so as I was listening to you talking about it, I was thinking, who would I bench instead? And it is difficult. It's really hard because, likewise, I'm thinking about the transfer that I would make would mean I would need to bench somebody. And I'm looking at my team thinking, well, it would have to be Gordon or Palmer. And I don't really want to bench Gordon or Solanke. I don't really want to bench.
See, that's the guys in the chat are saying, who was that? So Bill Leary, yeah, you should put Palmer in and bench Solanke. But I don't know about that, you know. I don't know, maybe. And that's why I wanted to ask you in the chat and ask you, because I'm benching Palmer because he's going to Anfield and I've got my red shirt on and my goggles. Maybe that's it. I mean, as a fairly neutral FPL manager, you'd go, he can't bench Palmer.
So if I make the transfer that I'm planning to, I think it will be... So when I look at my team, Solanke, Palmer, Gordon. Palmer and Gordon, we've had this before, where people have benched them in games that they've thought were difficult and they have returned, because we know that Palmer's obviously on penalties. Chelsea are getting a lot of them this season.
Yeah, yeah.
He is also their best player by a country mile this season. And
also, not that it makes a massive difference potentially, but I did read that Paul Tierney is in charge of Liverpool versus Chelsea. That's right, folks. I am now looking at referees more than I was at the beginning of the season. Paul Tierney absolutely hates Liverpool. If there's any opportunity to give a penalty against Liverpool, we'll give one.
Okay.
Do you think about that at all?
Absolutely not.
Who's refereeing and there? Okay. I do.
Paul
Tierney's a terrible ref. And if there's a nice...
Worried about me. We need a lawyer for you talking about the refs. You know, managers get fined for less than that.
Oh,
you're worried about me telling you that Carl Walker's had an affair that's publicly out in the open.
Carl said worse than that about referees on these live streams, haven't I? I mean, but Paul Tierney, statistically, if you look at it, his propensity to give decisions against Liverpool versus the other top four is unreal, right?
Really?
Unreal. Not saying Palmer's guaranteed a penalty, but I just think if there's if he gets an opportunity, like if Sterling has a little dive in the box, you can see it being given.
I will bench Solanke over Palmer.
Bench Solanke over Palmer. Yeah, you see, I can. Yeah, that's the one in it for me. That's my decision. I think I've got to make.
Yeah.
I mean, if he comes out and he says, well, Haaland's not ready to even be in the squad, then easy, isn't it?
Haaland's going to be in the squad.
I think he is as well, yeah.
I don't think he's going to start, but he's going to be in the squad.
Yeah. And Dom Dewsbury, quite right, is in the chat saying, you need to start planning for the doubles and blanks, Lee. You're right, I do. I do, as you were saying, Sam, need that information about the Chelsea Spurs game. You need to understand where that's going to be.
Yeah, and sadly, there's going to be two more game weeks played out before we know that.
Yeah.
Because we've got to wait for this Chelsea replay now, which isn't until the middle of next week.
Because right now, the only blank we know about, locked in, is Liverpool-Luton. I ain't got any of them.
Yeah.
So in terms of planning for that, I'm all right.
Yeah. And you are invested in doublers because you've got your two Man City assets.
Yeah.
So yes, you could go for a Tony to add to the double ups.
Don't like Brentford's double.
But you don't like Brentford's double. So I don't think that there's much else you can do here at the moment. So if it transpires that Chelsea and Spurs do blank in 26, then you will have an issue. Because obviously you've got Porro and Richarlison and you've got Gusto and Palmer.
Yeah.
So they would be things that you would then have to
got to deal with that.
On, particularly given that you've got Lascelles as well.
Yeah.
But right now, that isn't something you could know.
So to Dom Dewsbury's point, I think part of my planning for that is save a transfer.
To wait.
Save a transfer.
Yeah.
In a week where I think a lot of people are going to be minus four in.
Okay, but devil versus the angel on your shoulders.
Yeah, go on.
Haaland doesn't make it, isn't risked, doesn't get the start, is on the bench. But City are already winning 5-0 and Pep is just like, stay there.
Mm.
It's not worth the risk. What if Gabriel don't make it either?
Yeah. I do need to know about Gabriel.
I think presses tomorrow are quite important.
Yeah, for me they are, yeah.
Because if you don't want to be in 10 men territory when you've got a free transfer that you could use.
Mm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you can see the captaincy dilemma. Right now, I'm on Foden. I could be persuaded to go with Charleston, you know.
Oh, my God.
I could be persuaded.
Please.
I think if Big Ange comes out and talks about Madders is fit to start.
He's fit to start. Madders is fit.
I could be persuaded with Richarlison.
Oh, my
I really
God.
Could.
It's on the TV as well. I can't sit and watch that with you if you've captained Richarlison. It's bad enough sitting and watching Spurs with you when you've just got Richarlison.
Jason Stilling in the chat. I think he's summing it out quite well. Just getting three City is the priority. It feels like it. Yeah, it feels like it right now.
I think that's all you can do right now.
That is the place to go. So that is it. That's it. I'm not, you know, I've seen Jason again in the chat saying Bowen is the AI cap. So a lot of the AI is saying, you know, get Bowen cap. I'm not feeling it. I think Bournemouth are a good side. I'm not sure West Ham are in a good moment. I watched that game against Sheffield United last time out with them. Didn't rate them at all. And I know Paqueta's not there and I know Kudus is coming back. He will make a difference. But I've just got this niggly feeling about Bowen and this injury that he may or may not be carrying. I'm not. It's not enough for me to sell him. Although I did consider Bowen to KDB at one stage a few days ago.
Right.
But I've got too many other things to worry about. Yeah. So it's not a priority transfer. But it's definitely not enough for me to captain Bowen. I wouldn't be going there with a captaincy for Bowen. I'd rather Richarlison than Bowen this week. For sure. So that's it. There's my team. 43k. I'm in good shape. Got to try and get through this week somehow, though. Again, I feel like I'm firefighting, getting through weeks again. Just sort of surviving by the skin of my teeth. Particularly as I'm not playing the same game as everybody else, because everyone else is playing with 100 million, whereas I'm playing with 86. Bloody Haaland sitting there, never fit. Go on then, you had 54 in game week 21 with 1,248 points, overall rank of 171. Talk us through your team for the upcoming game week.
I don't know which goalkeeper to play again. I've moved it since then. Since I sent
you back to Areola.
I'm back with Areola at the moment. Okay. I just don't know. I think I've moved Saliba. Obviously, I'm happy to have Saliba over Gabriel this week because whilst Gabriel obviously hurt me a lot last time around, we don't have the injury concern that Gabriel owners have. So from that perspective, you know, I'm happy to go into that game with Saliba. And then Estupiñán, you know, it's Luton. It's a decent fixture. Even if the clean sheet doesn't stick, you would hope that there would be potential from attacking returns. So back three I'm happy with. Midfield four currently Gross, Saka, Palmer and Gordon. Captain's armband currently still on Saka.
Saka? Interesting. Okay.
But mostly because I don't know where to put it.
It is tough this week.
Then because I want to captain Saka.
Yeah.
More on the captaincy in a moment. And then front three, currently, Watkins, Solanke and Alvarez, with Charlie Taylor, who's still flagged on the bench. Livramento, who I was sort of hoping Trippier was going to disappear off to off to some far-flung club in Europe. Because then
so that Tino gets locked in.
Because then Tino's locked in and I'm already on him.
I think
so
we'd all have Tino, wouldn't we, if
I was,
that happened.
I was hoping that might happen this transfer window. It's looking less and less likely now, which is unfortunate.
I think they've come out and talked about how important he is to the side. And
yeah, but maybe they just want
stuff.
Some more money.
Yeah, it could just be a negotiation
tactic. You
know,
we said that about Kane and somehow he went, you know, so we'll see. I'm keeping Livramento for now on the basis that, you know, just in case.
I think it's fine.
Until the window closes. And then obviously I've got Salah on the bench. So current plan middle of last week was if I saw Haaland's boots touch grass against Spurs on Friday evening, I'd take another minus four.
Another one.
And bring in
another one.
And bring in both KDB.
Love a hit, you at the minute.
At the minute, I love a hit. And bring in KDB and Haaland.
Right.
However.
Right.
There were no blades of grass touched for Haaland. In fact, there was no North London air breathed for Haaland.
No.
And that means I'm going to go through 22 without.
Okay. I think you're all right to do that. But you are going to get Kevin.
But I am going on big Kev.
Yeah, okay.
So,
that's going to be interesting, you know, because you're going to have KDB and Alvarez and I'm going to have Foden and Haaland. It's getting interesting, isn't it?
Well, I just am at the point where, look, I was going to hold Salah and my plan... You were just talking about, you know, your budget being lowered because you've held Haaland. I was planning to work with a lower budget to hold Salah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my plan.
You can't now, though, can you?
And I think, you know, with this injury that is so uncertain and unsure,
yeah,
that I'm not even convinced that by the time game week 25 rolls round, if Liverpool double in 25, I'm not convinced we're going to see Salah for two games in a week anyway.
Mm. I'm not sure he might save him for the final, you know.
Exactly. Like that's, particularly
that would be my view. If he ain't going to rush him back for... Well, there's a reasonable chance I think he gets some bench time and then it's like, you know, if we need a goal, maybe come on.
Yeah.
But I think he'll come back for the cup final.
For the cup final. Yeah. Exactly. That's my thinking. So I'm at a point now where I'm like, all right, well, we're heading into 22. If I'm saying that 22, 23, 24, 25 is challenge, but 25, 26, I don't have him anyway. I'm getting into wildcard territory then. I'll just wildcard and sort it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So Salah to Kevin De Bruyne is 100% happening. That's happening.
Would that change your view on captaincy then? KDB captain?
Yeah. And so this is why I'm a bit unsure because I am.
Here we go.
I am. I think if KDB is in my team, KDB gets the armband.
Yes. Let's go.
Because at this point.
Love this.
Life has been pretty poor for me in FPL recently. I've been on the gradual slow decline.
You were 170k.
But I was
fine.
But I was at 80. Where was I? 84k.
Yeah, but you can't let that mean, oh, I'm going to make some crazy decisions.
But I don't think captaining KDB is a crazy decision.
It's not, but it's the way you framed it. It's that like, I'm going to do it because I'm doing so bad at the
no,
moment.
No, but I just think
they can't say that.
No, I'm not doing it because I'm doing bad at the moment. I'm doing it because I think that my FPL team at the moment...
Going further and further out of shot, by the way. Look at where you are. Look.
Oh,
so splendid.
What?
Screen.
I just... Do you know what? I'm actually... So I didn't tell the story about how we nearly missed the Eurostar home this morning. I'm so...
Oh, you almost weren't here, weren't you?
I almost wasn't here.
You overslept and nearly missed the train.
No, we didn't oversleep. We got up at the right time for the train we thought we were getting.
Nice.
And then realised we weren't getting that train.
Nice.
That was the time our train got back to London. And then we panicked and got up, got dressed. Thankfully, we'd packed most of our stuff last night. And I am so tired right now because it was like a sudden like, right, we're awake. All the plans we had went out the window and it was like mad dash around. Anyway, that's why I'm getting further and further like this. So it's not about making rash decisions.
Yeah.
It's about making decisions that I think stick for 5 weeks. I think work for 5 weeks.
If he says Haaland isn't ready again.
Yeah.
Alvarez captain?
Oh. No. KDB still.
Not even considering.
I think if you've got KDB in your team against Burnley.
I like it. I'm not going to put you off. I like it.
I just think, when I look at my team, the only other player that I would seriously consider captaining
is Pascal Gross. Why is he in your team, by the way?
I don't know. I got Pascal Gross fever. Honestly, got Pascal Gross fever.
I couldn't believe it when you brought him in. I was like, what are you doing?
Pascal Gross. I just got Pascal Gross fever. No, I don't think I'd captain Pascal Gross. Watkins, maybe.
That's what Jason Stilling is saying in
but
the chat.
I don't trust Watkins at the moment.
I think you do it at home against Newcastle.
I don't mind it. Pedro Porro, I trust.
Porro?
But I hate the idea of captaining a defender.
You just know Tony's going to score in that game.
Because you know Tony's going to score.
Thing is, with Porro, even if Spurs concede three, he still get three bonus. He's just an unbelievable BAPS magnet, isn't he, Pedro?
Well, I'm a little bit worried that he's only going to take half the corners he usually does when Madders is back.
That is true.
Which will affect his bonus
that
point.
That is a point well made and worth making, is that Pedro Porro, I do not think this is by no means saying take him out of your team or any of that. I think he's a brilliant FPL asset still, even with Maddison back. But one of the reasons I think he ticks over the underlying BPS is because he's pinging in all those corners, getting the chance creation.
Yeah, 100%.
He does a lot more than that, right? He does a lot more than that to feed the underlying BPS. But that for sure adds to it. And with Maddison back taking set pieces, it goes against it.
But I would caveat that heavily with Pedro Porro's delivery on corners has been so excellent.
That is true. Madders might not get him.
Since Maddison has been out. Will say is, I think, and I might be wrong, but I think Big Ange will say, Maddison, you're taking on one side, Porro, you're taking on the other. And I would expect them to share, because Pedro Porro has been outstanding. And we've been really good from corners recently. So I don't expect Maddison to come in and suddenly take them all away from Porro. So I am struggling for a captain. I like my team for this week. Even though Palmer and Gordon have got difficult fixtures.
That midfield just...
What's that with you in the Pascal Gross situation? Because that's what's causing you to do that, Face.
I think that's a difficult game for them away at Kenilworth Road. I look at Palmer at Anfield and then Gordon against a team like Villa, who are very, very good at Villa Park.
Yeah.
And then Saka, obviously Saka, but it's not much of a differential for you. Just that midfield, I don't know, just...
It's different.
It is different, no doubt about it. And if you stick KDB in their captain, that's a nice differential, right?
Yeah.
I don't know Gordon away at Aston Villa. He can do it. He can do it in any game.
But
right,
we've had this before.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We thought that when he was playing against Manchester City.
Yeah.
And he did well. He isn't so great away from home, to be fair. However, I know what we were all just saying about what we've been saying about Aston Villa. But in reality, since I've owned Martinez, he's not exactly been keeping clean sheets.
100% agree with you.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing Salah to KDB because I just want to. I want to have KDB in there.
I want him as well. I just can't. Don't know who I'd lose. That's the.
Yeah.
It's too many. I've got too many other good options in there to lose. I think for KDB.
And the captain's armband is going to depend.
You got to do Kev. Got to.
I think I will.
Yeah, come on, let's do it.
But you know how upset I'm going to be if on Wednesday night I look at the team sheet
and he ain't starting,
and he's not starting.
Yeah.
I'll be like, for
big guy.
Beep's sake.
Because you know he's coming on.
Yeah, but he can come on.
That's for sure he's coming on.
But also, it doesn't mean, Cameron got 12 the other week.
Oh, for sure. He can absolutely come on and do the business. No doubt about
it.
I'm just saying, if he's not starting, don't expect your vice-captain to kick in, because you know he's going to get minutes.
Oh, no, I don't. I wouldn't, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, listen, lots going on, lots still to be decided. And even though the game week deadline's coming up quickly on Tuesday, right, I still feel, I don't feel like locked in. I feel like my team could still go lots of different ways. I might spend a transfer, might not. Got a lot of money to spend, not sure what to do. Defence maybe, sort out. As you quite rightly said before, lots of... press conference watching, I think.
Lots of just news to gather. News gathering.
Still gather all the news. Still gather all the news. And the place I'm going to do that, Sam. See that little segue? One of the places I can do that best.
This is a great place, by the way.
Fantasy Football Scout. Fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Those of you that are not a member over at Fantasy Football Scout yet, it is the home of fantasy football. We partner with them. You work there. You know all the guys. It is a wonderful website that the guys have pulled together at Fantasy Football Scout. A lot of the members area stuff we use here, a lot of the stats and stuff, usually when we are looking at what's just happened in a game week, which seemed to be ages ago for game week 21 now. So I've not been referring too much to the members area tonight, but on a usual FPL family live stream on a Sunday, we use the members area at Fantasy Football Scout pretty heavily. I still regularly, and have done for many years, like to lurk in the forums. I don't post as much as I used to in the forums, but I like to read what people are saying in the forums, and then when somebody brings up a good topic, it gets hulked, doesn't it? It goes green, and then you can go from the homepage to specifically and directly to that topic of conversation, hot topic, and then you can read what people are saying. I'm a bit of a lurker. Maybe I need to be a bit more active, contribute a bit more, but I like to see what people are saying. So yes, fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. We are an affiliate member of them. There is a link in the description below if you want to sign up between now and the end of the season. Now's a great time to do it. So go check it out. All the links are in the description below, etc., etc. Sam, what is coming up this week? Of course,
well,
a game week is coming up on Tuesday, but loads more content coming your way, I am sure, from either me, you, or both of us.
Well, I need to go straight to bed because this week is about to go off.
Off, right.
So tomorrow morning...
You're busier than ever.
Well, both of us are quite busy this week, actually. Yeah, you're quite busy as well. So tomorrow morning, I've got the first of two official FPL pods this week.
Okay.
So Jules and Ian and I will be doing a Game Week 22 preview pod tomorrow morning, talking about the impact of the FA Cup. Better actually watch some FA Cup.
you better get Match of the Day 2 on Choppish.
And we'll be talking about like the best picks for 22. We'll be going over what we know about the doubles and the blanks, similar to what we've kind of been doing tonight.
Do you think still smashing it?
Yes.
Didn't he have Darwin and Jota game week 21?
Yes. I've got to send him a text in a minute because I promised to give him an update on the doubles and the blanks.
So well,
and then I said to him,
stop helping him.
That's what
Every time he comes on the pod, he takes a mick out of you or vice versa. It's because you keep helping him.
I know. I have to text him some help in a minute because he's got to give us his... Oh, my God. Anyway, so Jules, Ian and
I... You're in French now. Now your French is good.
I will. I'll text him, bonjour.
That's all you know.
Salut.
Burger now.
I don't... At no point did I say... I can ask for all sorts of things, but I don't know if Jules will appreciate me randomly spouting French to him. I don't think it'll be that helpful. So tomorrow morning pod, that'll be out tomorrow afternoon. Thursday morning, yes, pod two of the week.
Oh,
we'll be pre
two FPL pods, official pods this week.
Two official FPL pods this week.
Sacre bleu.
Kelly, Jules and I will be back to preview game week 23 and look at what happened in 22, so much fun, or most of what happened in 22, because obviously we'll only have played 8 games by the time we record. Friday morning, you'll be able to catch me and Ian on the fantasy show.
Nice. Okay, good.
Yeah. And then Saturday morning, catch us both on Sky Sports
News. Are we going to Sky, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Oh,
let's
and Friday, go. I'll be doing a Q&A with Az in the afternoon before Az yells, Lee and I go on a double date.
Are we going out with Az and Yellow, are we?
Yeah.
Yes, let's go. Where are we going?
Croft and Cleaver in Hitchin.
Tell everyone.
That's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You told
everyone. I think that's where we're going anyway.
You told everyone specifically.
Right,
I thought you were just going to say something random and generic like Hitchin or something.
Oh, no, I thought you are. You ask.
Everyone wants to buy us a beer. That's where we'll be.
Send it there. Oh, my God. As we might have to change our location.
Oh, dear. Brilliant. All right, guys. Well, there we go. Hopefully, you took a deep breath during the FA Cup because it's about to go off in FPL. The next
few weeks.
This week is going to be busy. We've got two game weeks this week between now and when we next see you this time next week. It's going to be news. There's going to be doubles. There's going to be blanks. There's going to be all sorts going on. So keep your ears
on
the FPL podcast. Keep your eyes on the fantasy FPL family TikTok and all that sort of stuff.
What are you
going to
be doing on the TikTok?
Sam, I'm going off on the TikTok.
What?
At least one TikTok a day at the moment.
Right.
Stop it. I had a video on the TikTok the other day. It got to about 3,000 views, 3,500 views on the TikTok.
What have you been doing?
Just talking about differentials and stuff. I put a nice little clickbaity heading in there. Like, so when you see the little thumbnail, like, and you're thinking, oh, shall I click on that video or not?
Right.
I put a real horrible clickbaity thing on there, like, oh, look at this under 1% differential.
Do you want to...
Some people go, oh, I'll click on that. And then it's like Ben Barrett and Diaz. Some people go, oh, not following this guy. He's a nerd.
Do you want to put... Should you put a video of our double date up on TikTok?
No thanks. Right, guys, leave us a like before you go. Subscribe to the channel if you're new around here. You're off to watch some FA Cup highlights so you can talk confidently on the pod about
it. No, I'm
not. What are you off to do then?
I've got the last episode of Traitors.
You're off to watch the finale of Traitors, which I've already watched, but you're going to watch it.
I've got to watch the final of Traitors. Then I've got to send Jules some notes on the blank and double game week. Then I've got to do my own pod notes for tomorrow.
Nice.
Then I've got to go to sleep.
Nice. You're doing all that. I'm going to go and find out. And
what are you
going
to do?
Well, I'm going to go and look for the ins and outs of Kyle Walker's Twitter account.
Oh, don't worry. I'll send you that. Kyle Walker's not mentioned it. Don't bother looking at his Twitter.
Go look at the ins and outs of Kyle Walker's mistress's Instagram or whatever
Lauren?
It is. I don't know.
The mistress is called Lauren.
I don't know, Sam. I don't know. Leave us a like, guys. Thanks for joining us tonight. And we'll see you this time next week when we will have had two extra game weeks to discuss. So loads going on. Good luck this week. See you soon.
Bye, guys.